2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Stranger with a gun fires on two teens, shattering lives. But that's only the beginning of this story. Listen to The Letter at theletterpodcast.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
The RV show may be over, but the deals are still here. Paris RV has four locations and over 1,000 units in stock. They're sure to have the RV you're looking for. Check them all out at Paris.
Thanks for being with us on the program. That's Matt Biamonte getting an email mid-conversation. Is it an important email there, Matt? I know you're kind of between.
That wasn't me. I was on mute. I think that's got to be you.
Come on, man. Oh, that's what it was. That's what it is. You sent Jeremy, our producer, a text, and then Jeremy's computer chirped at us. Hey, Jeremy, button it up in there, huh?
Button it up. Come on.
Let's be a pro here. Keep getting your. Hey, you could do those bet. You could do your betting stuff on the side. Okay, you don't have to do it mid-show. Start taking bets from Matt. Is Jeremy your bookie, Matt? Is that what's going on?
No, but maybe we need to take a conversation offline.
There you go. Sounds good. Here's the other thing. The line on this game is 21.5 points. And, you know, I think that's a lot of points. But you had something to say about this very topic because you don't just think that that line is pretty correct. You're willing to put something really dumb on the line here with this whole thing. So here's what Matt said about the Wyoming game this week and about that point spread and I love it. You got to give yourself a little bit of a you got to put yourself on the line there. So here's what Matt had to say about it.
If that game is closer than 20 points, I'll wear a cowboy outfit to the next home game at Lavelle Stadium in the press box.
There you go, Matt. Matt, listen, that was in May, and where are you at now? Where are you at now on wearing the cowboy hat in the press box at the press conference on Monday? Because I'll tell you what, at this point. I hope that Wyoming gets it, like kicks a field goal last minute and it's an 18-point win, just so that
it's
you
a
have
bad beat.
Just so that you have to show up, and people will be like, "What is this cat's problem?" Hey, KSL News Radio, why don't you reel your guy in? He showed up with a 10-gallon hat on Monday.
Oh man, in May, that costume was in the attic and it was never going to see the light of day. Now. Let's just say I've brought it out of the attic because I feel like
you might be a little bit closer than you think, huh?
It might be a little closer than I thought. Now, BYU being home certainly helps, and I think BYU also. Look, I think they got brought back to earth after the Oregon game. I think, and it's been a struggle. I was worried about this, even though I thought that they would beat Oregon. I was worried that after big wins, there has been a tendency in the Kalani era to follow that up with a subpar performance. It's not always a loss, but there haven't always been these building upon moments after wins. Sometimes this team, I think, struggles with a little bit of hype and national adoration, and that certainly happened against Oregon. So I think with that out of the way, it helps BYU. But, man, if they can't it comes down to one thing. It's simple. It's the run game. If they can run the ball and they can stop the Wyoming run, they're going to win by more than 20. It's simple. Because BYU's pass game is, even without Puka and Gunner, it's been very good. I mean, it's been surprisingly good. It's a top 50 passing offense without your two best receivers and your backup tight end just left the program. So, I mean, that's incredible. If they could just figure out the run game, then I don't think it'd be an issue. But Wyoming, their win over Air Force was impressive. You got to give them credit defensively, and so it's going to be a challenge. But being at home, I think BYU will win by more than 20. But man, I'm not as sure about it as I was in May when
I love how you was willing. Yeah, you got to dust it off, get it dizzy. Let's talk a little bit about the Dallin Holker thing before we let you go here, because you know, I think Dave McCann came on with us at the beginning of the hour, and he was kind of like, yeah, you know, I mean, hey, in the end, Isaac Rex is a better tight end. And I just think, well, one, they're different tight ends. And two, you are going to miss this guy. He is an NFL talent, and he's walking away from your program.
I've given this a lot of thought because he's very talented. I think there's a reason coaches within the building thought that he was one of the best players in spring football and throughout summer. They don't just say that for the heck of it. Like that guy had shown a lot in spring football and even last year to indicate that he was a key piece of the offense. The problem is there's so many talented guys on the offense. I think it's hard to keep everyone happy. And Jaren Hall's done a pretty dang good job distributing the football. Dallin Holker even is tied for third on the teams in catches on the year with 9. Him and Keanu Hill have 9. Cody Epps has 12. Chase Roberts has 15. However, because of the Isaac Rex situation, and this isn't a problem, it's just the reality. Isaac Rex is a very good football player, and the way that he's bounced back has been very impressive. Because BYU hasn't been able to run the football, they haven't been able to play 12 personnel nearly as much as we thought they would. Aaron Roderick said as much after the Baylor game, we had to abandon 12 personnel. We went 3 wide receivers, 1 tight end. Well, if you're only playing 1 tight end, you're splitting reps between 2 guys.
Yep.
And that's not what Dallin Holker had in mind. So I don't blame him at all for saying this is not the role that I want. I want to be able to showcase my skills. The timing of it is where I have the problem because this doesn't happen very often, and I think it is fair to say he quit on the team. Now, if his intentions are pure because he wants to get to the league, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. I just have a problem with the timing. But I see where he's coming from because this offense has not utilized the tight ends well. It's been this dream of ours, BYU fans, since the Matt Bushman days for 12 personnel, and we didn't get it in 2020 when Matt Bushman got hurt. And then so it was just Isaac Rex and Dallin Holker was on his mission. And in 2021, their production at the tight end room really slipped. And I think we all were wondering, why aren't we using Holker and Rex more? These guys are NFL caliber guys. And then the same thing's been happening this year. So I think a bunch of things are true all at the same time in this situation. And it's a bummer situation. But I would love to see the tight end room used more because I think there's opportunities. Like you think about that 4th-and-7, Alex, against Oregon last week. Is there not a play where a tight end can run a 7-yard out and you can pick up a first down in that situation? We just haven't seen a lot of that. And that was bread and butter in the Dennis Pitta era. It was like anytime you wanted, there was a 7-yard out to a tight end. So I'd love to see that element of the passing game come back. But man, it's a bummer for BYU because I think if Rex were to go to the league early, and who knows if he does, and maybe that injury makes it so he can't, he would have been the next guy in line to be a feature tight end, and now he's no longer there. So it is a blow, no doubt.
Matt, we appreciate you jumping on for a couple minutes here on a Friday, and we'll see you down there at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. I'll be doing pregame with Jay Catch tomorrow here on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone, and then I'll walk up. We'll end up kind of – I'll be there right around kickoff, so just will you just save my spot there and then save me a cookie?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, but bro. The best cookies come out at halftime, no, so I wouldn't worry about the cookies.
You know, are you kind of the powdered sugar chocolate cookie guy, or are you more of a peanut butter cookie guy?
I'm the lemon cookie right. That they bring out at halftime. That thing is thebomb.com.
Okay. You're a weirdo. It's fine. There's all those cookies, and you chose the lemon crunchy one?
One is delicious. All are right. You kidding me?
Fine. Did you notice that Jerem Jordan had the – He had like, okay, so the, you know, the chocolate chip cookies they bring out for the the Tucano's meal at the beginning. Somebody had slipped him a six pack that was still in the sealed package of one of those. He had it in his
seat. Are you kidding me?
I said, Jeremy, why don't you freaking show up, dude, and hand those things out? Don't ask for a sleeve of already giant cookies. Come on, dude.
It's too early in the year for that. That's the end of the year thing when you're just burning the midnight oil at one of these late games.
And it will be. It will be another late game. So, all right, we'll chat with you tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out, man.
Anytime, Alex. Have a good one, man. See you tomorrow.
Matt Bimonte. You can read his byline there at KSLSports.com. You can also hear him on Cougar Sports Saturday tomorrow on KSL News Radio going up to pregame there. All right, let's get out. We'll come back. We've got Cody Tucker who's going to join us next, covering Wyoming this season. And, of course, he's going to be at this BYU-Wyoming game tomorrow. And we'll see what his view is of this rivalry and where things are now. And, dude, Cowboy fans really still hate BYU. I would venture to say yes. Stay with us. More to go. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.